In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation found in the written word. Our eyes are opened to see what your spirit has in store for us today, and we walk in the light of it every day in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we are looking at being a Christian every day, right? Right? Is it being a Christian every day? No, believing believer, you don't believe in believer. Being a Christian every day. Sorry, I didn't put out the flyer for the meeting. It's just skipped my mind. I was a bit busy today. Very busy. Amen. So let's get through into a few things we've been looking at. Right? Acts 2:42. Acts 2:42. Quickly to Acts 2:42. It says, Acts 2:42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostolic doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. So we said, the lifestyle of a believer is the lifestyle of consistency. We said that, right? Hallelujah. This is our fifth section on this teaching. A Christian walk. Hallelujah. Amen. So I said this is our fifth section. It says, so we said the lifestyle of a believer is a lifestyle of consistency, where you are consistent with the believer's work. Now, for what we read now, the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You see that? They continued. Before now, in verses 14 of chapter 1, in the lifestyle of the believer, chapter 14, verse 1, it says, and all this continued in one accord, in prayer. What were they continued in? In prayer, in supplication with the women and Mary. Did you see that? They continued in prayer, continued in the apostle doctrine. Did you see that? So we said the lifestyle of a believer should be, of a disciple, a believer, should be the lifestyle of consistency. A believer shouldn't be found being inconsistent. We said so. We said there's nothing like expert Christianity or an expert Christian. Did we say that? So there's not like being expert. That if there's anything expert, it will be found in consistency. So people who look as if they are experts are people who have remained consistent. Hallelujah. I remember around 2015 or 2016, a young, around my age, he just got into ministry about 2 years before, because I knew him in secondary school and the things he did. So he got saved and got into ministry, right? So he approached me and said, he asked me a question. It was a funny question, but the question you find some people think the lifestyle of a Christian, there's a mechanism or something you just need to do. And then he asked me, he said, how have you remained relevant? He used the word relevant in ministry all these years. And that was just for us as a church. We're just 10 years out of 2015 in ministry. So I said, there's nothing there. I just told him there's nothing there extraordinary that we're doing or that I'm doing. Just make sure I'm praying and I'm studying the word, and then I do evangelism. I told him, he said, just these three things. I said, yes, just these three things. Hallelujah. You know, you must stay consistent. Now, I don't know what his reason for relevance, this is what relevance is, but I just have to answer him. Now, maybe what he meant by relevance, maybe why I keep saying, some people are looking out for, maybe I'm doing one PR stuff. Do you understand me? That's making people talk about me. Well, no, I wasn't doing anything like that. But, you know, if you know us then on base, we're on people's face. Amen. So maybe that's the reason why I said I was relevant, but and you just keep doing the same thing. We want people's face. And we don't know that. We want people's face. we're looking for trouble too much. When you're trying to solve what Kubi and Kega said, Dixon has said his own, we are the king's kid, we are kinging, we are the happening people, we are the king, we are trying to settle this out. Who are these rascals? Well, you know, someone has done Jellicoe. But we just make sure we're doing the right thing. Amen. We're praying. Hallelujah. We're praying. Is there nothing that never faulted us or that we're praying? Hallelujah. We're praying. And then we're also found doing evangelism as a church. Hallelujah. And that's what is vital. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's what is very, very vital. So the lifestyle of consistency is a lifestyle of a believer or of a disciple, the same. Hallelujah. The lifestyle of consistency. Now we say that consistency is that we have the word devotion, right? You are devoted. You are devoted to the Christian faith. The Christian faith that has been delivered to us, but devoted to the Christian faith, the Christian lifestyle. Paul says, we are not Christian, we are Christ. Come out from your slumber. There's no difference between being to be called a Christian. There's nothing wrong being called a Christian, because Christian means we are Christ alike. We are Christ in nature and we are Christ in conduct. Amen. So we are Christ alike. What are you following me? There's nothing wrong being called a Christian. Hallelujah. They know you are a member of Mercury Fashi. Amen. Fashi. You know what is Fashi? Fashi is the Greek word for forget it. Fashi. It is. You are a Christian. You are Christ alive. In nature and in conduct. So that means we must, our Christian conduct or our believer's conduct will reflect our nature. That's what it is. Hallelujah. But then think the fact that we are Christ alike in nature. So there is the Christian faith. Right? So the being consistent is being consistent to the Christian faith. Being consistent to the Christian faith. Amen. Christian faith. We saw the story in Luke 10, verse 38, concerning Mary and Martha. Mary was consistently listening to the word. Consistent. She was devoted. She, the Bible says, she sat at Jesus' feet. So she sat at Jesus' feet, she became a disciple. She submitted. Hallelujah. And we saw the sister, Martha, she was cumbered with several things. So she was distracted. Hallelujah. Luke 10, 37, 38 into 41. She was distracted. Into 42. She was distracted. Amen. Jesus said she was cumbered about, she's worried. She's worried about several things. Anxieties. Amen. She's worried about several things. That means, and I told her the opposite of devotion is what? Distraction. Distraction. Hallelujah. Distraction. She was distracted. Distraction is you are trying to do everything at the same time. You are distracted. You want to do more than same time. It's distraction. Amen. You are not focused. You are not devoted. Hallelujah. Not devoted, rather. I didn't devoted. What is that? You are not devoted. Amen. You are not devoted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's where we stopped last week. Right? You're not devoted. So you're devoted to what? The Christian faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Jesus will say in that Luke 10 concerning Mary, he said, what is important, what is relevant is little, right? One thing is relevant. It's important. One thing. And I want to know it is little thing, right? It's not in volumes of things, it's just little. Staying with the word. Praying. Acts 1 verse 14. They continued in one accord in prayer. Did you see that? Praying. Listening to the word. Praying. Listening to the word. Amen. Evangelism. It's not difficult. See, don't know too much about prayer that you are not praying. Amen. What are you telling me? don't know too much about evangelism and you're not found in evangelism. Amen. What is evangelism? Evangelism is the exhibition of the heartbeat of God among the human race, convincing and bringing men in the ministry of reconciliation to our God. And you didn't do evangelism. All you have is grammar. Amen. And when a man gets saved, when you get to meet the man, you know too much theory. Like the man that had distinction in medical school and cannot even do an operation. Okay, amen. He says, you know, when we come out to pray, when we come out to pray, we unleash and we release the heartbeat of God in that place where there's a substitution between our will and his will. And after all this grammar, he did not pray. No, all your grammar is rubbish when you're not found in the act. What are you hearing me? Talk about Jesus. You see, when the Bible spoke about preach the gospel, he used, you know, the verbiage of that word is here to announce, to talk about it. And then it's something you do like a conversing, the way you have a regular talk with people. Amen. Amen. Just talk about Jesus from there. In the office, you're having a talk and then you talk about Jesus. When you have an opportunity to talk about Jesus, that opportunity don't, you know, we're going to get to that. Amen. We'll get to that, not in this series, but after this teaching. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We must learn to start bringing Jesus and taking advantage of opportunities to preach the gospel. Many times we shut away those opportunities. And the Spirit of God gives us opportunity to talk about Jesus. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. As a pastor, I've missed opportunities to talk to people. In most times, after those opportunities are gone, I'll now sit back and say, But rather than beating yourself, I say, Lord, next time I'm going to get this right. I'm going to listen to get it right. Amen. You know, most times when you go through the conversation, rather the person say, that was the point. But I missed it. Do you see that? Amen. Amen. But we can be more deliberate to see those opportunities. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those are these things are very vital. What is important is little. It's little. Hallelujah. When you take quiet time, very important. We spoke about quiet time. Hallelujah. Quiet time. Just devote it to God. Amen. And I said the timing for your quiet time too is important. It cannot be any time. Amen. You can choose to have quiet time several times in a day, but make sure you start your day with the quiet time. That's daily devotion. We spoke about that, right? Right? Yeah. You start your day early, and I showed us on scriptures how to start your day early. Psalm 63. Let's look at that again. Psalm 63. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Psalm 63 right there. Okay, there it says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. So early will I seek thee, early. Amen. I want to seek us seeking early. Early. Hallelujah. Early. So the timing, we said, is very vital. The timing is vital. Don't say I can do it when I'm driving. No. Amen. Driving and praying is good. Amen. I drive and I pray. I drive and I listen to messages. But that should not be substituted for devotion. Amen. Have I made such mistakes before? Yes, I have. But I was corrected. Amen. I received the correction. And I shouldn't be doing that. That shouldn't take away the place of devotion. You see that? So what Adam did was, okay, drive and pray because I leave the home early. Drive and pray. Then when I come back, I'll go and pray. I'll just stroll and pray. But yet it wasn't sufficient. You see that? Amen. When I get to the office, sometimes I just take a stroll, long stroll and pray. Right? And come back and when I get home too, I pray. But that is not sufficient. When I mean it's not sufficient, it means there's just that same place for how you started in the morning. How you start. How you start. So, I have to change my prayer time. I have to change my waking up time. So start praying early, right? Dress to go to work. While I'm going to work, I'm still praying. So, I'm not now saying I'm praying early and I'm stopping the other. Did you see that? Amen. That is just it. Then you continue praying. Glory to God. So we receive such kind of correction. It's early. We saw Abraham. God spoke to Abraham, right? And Abraham rose early to answer God, right? Rose up early to go around God's bidding. Early. Did you see that? Early. Now we saw the children of Israel in Exodus. When they made a golden calf in Exodus 32, they rose early to worship the golden calf. So there's something about waking up to do something. Now, not worshiping of God, though. This is idol worship, and he did it early. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. There's such a thing about doing early. They don't. These are things that people like us, I told you, fought against. What is that? When you go asleep again, we think we are now word man. Who's that word man? What man will know what? So we'll pray, we'll just tongue stroll. Right here. I'm tongue strolling. I'll do it as tongue stroll. Just tongue stroll. I have tongue strolling around 2 p.m. But you woke up to your phone in the morning, that is your God. Amen? Amen? What are you following me? So what you do early is important. In the first time, I told us to read that, chapter 1, verse 19, Anna rose up early to pray. Early. 1 Samuel 1:19. Job, even if his own was out of fear, but in Job 1:5, he rose up early to worship God. Though it's out of fear, but it was early. Amen. Early. So, the timing is important. Hallelujah. Amen. Early. So how you start your day is important to God. Hold on, hear me. How you start is important. Glory to God. Let's see some other things today. So something else that we're going to look at is on being a Christian every day that is very vital to is a topic subject on fasting. Fasting. Hallelujah. It's about on fasting. So when I remember one day like that, it's quite funny, but it's years back. So I went to meet my friend and say, see, the believers, we that are men of God, we don't need to fast anymore. Funny enough, was the fact that I fasted up until a date when I met him. Amen. What about that ministry? What about that church actually? I know I fasted for about a month and it was it was part of me every December. I'll just take up a fast. Sometimes I'll start from November. Sometimes I'll start from October because I have to take a long fast to get the team for the next year. You see that? I need to take a long fast, and it's not 6 to 12, 6 to 6. Just take a long fast. And the moment I got, there was one message like that I saw that I sent to Tunde on May. The message was, I have gotten it. That I saw one, two on Facebook, I've gotten it. That was around October. And that was, when I said that, I knew what it was. The thing for the year. So I got it. Around October. Maybe I got a fasting around that period. When I get it, I will now go a break. Then I will now start fasting again until December for December meeting. But yet, I went to meet my friend and I told him, see, this fasting thing. After I get finished fasting, you know, this fasting thing. No. We are men of grace. See, fasting is Old Testament. Yeah, I said, when Jesus says it's finished your fasting. It's finished. It's finished. It's finished. It is your fasting. We are now in a new creation. Jesus has fasted our fast. Did you know the reason for the 40 days fast? He fasted it for us. How about that for doctrine? He fasted it for us. So the guy was looking at me. Yeah? He bought it too. He agreed. Say, hey. I said, see. Let's get down to, I have showed him something in Matthew. I'm not showing you that in this teaching, but I'll just tell you. There is something in Matthew where Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and then he said to them that you obeyed God in fasting and giving, but you've not, he called it what is not a weighty matter. And they say, fasting is not weighty. That's what I said. I said, fasting is not weighty. The weighty one. So the guy said, so that means he's going to fast. I thought, because he has agreed with me, right? I found my way out of fasting. Why are you going to fast, you know? It didn't take long. I got into a big ditch. Nobody told me to fast. Nobody told me to fast. I used to call it my own temptation, my own wilderness experience. When bread, do what bread can do. And it was like, I think the whole world was on your neck. My mom told me, you have to fast too. So no, we don't fast. We just speak the word. We just speak the word. Fast, that's my mom. Fast, this is fasting. You know. So Jesus said, if I go and knock out and say that prayer and that, if you just need that to tell me, you mean there are some things that you need fasting. I said, no. Jesus was talking to, he called them men of little faith. He said, he called them faithless men. So I'm born of faith. We don't fast, we just say the word. We just speak the word. And the word will come to pass. So we say what we want to see. Well, I think we fast too. It didn't take long. As if we did that thing, well, I did see. I was not speaking the word. You know, I'm the child of God. I will not be afraid. I don't care what people say. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. Oh boy, the thing was not good. It was not tough. You did not tell me another 6 to 12. I started 6 to 12. Ah! You know why, as a pastor, you go out like this, before you come out, you will be crying. Don't stop! I'll speak the word. Speak the word. Membership dropped. Our numbers dropped to 2 or 3. I can tell you that confidence was around 2008, around November. 2 or 3. Ah! You know, one, and that period there was like a strike in school, so I couldn't go back to school. You know, there is a limit of quickly purpose, so God made me stay in it. On this Friday. On this Friday, I said, ah! I started fasting. Yeah? And then me myself, I said, oh, man, fasting is important. Even if I cannot explain it again, but it's important. Ah, it's important. Glory to God. For over the years, we began to see. Hallelujah. But one thing that I know I didn't do was the fact I didn't teach it. I didn't say it. But I'm like, no, we won't fast. But I just had to keep quiet. But fasting is important. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fasting is important. Let's see a few things. When you hear the word to fast, what does it mean? The word fast, it means to abstain, to stay off. Amen. To stay off. Glory to God. Amen. It's a culture of consecration. It's a culture of consecration. When you stay off something because you are consecrated to God. Amen. Amen. In their culture, which is the Near Eastern culture, it was used to get to stay off things so that you can show to show that you are consecrated to deity. That's what it means to stay off natural things. Amen. To stay off. So to fast means to stay away. Amen. Amen. Let's look again, go into some details within the Old Testament, but I'll show you some things. Now look at Psalm 35 verse 13. So I see here people to today, most of when I hear people to today, so-called great preachers that talk rubbish about fasting, I just laugh at them. Amen. I just laugh because they don't know. Sometimes I'll tell someone sometimes I've been here before. That is thought. It doesn't say how old are you that you can be there. So, yeah? I'm here. Glory to God. And I just have been a minister a few days ago, but I've been there. See this place, this part, I've been there. Well, I was telling me, no, it's Yahusha Amashiach. I said, I've been there. You can have wisdom. I gave him project to go and do. We're going to do research. He's not a joker. Yahusha Amashiach. And the very author, I was like, do you know about the lunisolar calendar? I said, before you ever dreamt about it, I had the calendar. Before you dreamed about the solar calendar, I have the calendar. If you want one, I'm not in there. He said, are you sure? I said, I have been there. The guy was not looking at me, you don't have gray hair. He went to do project. Go and do a research for me. I was trying to indoctrinate him with it. I'm here. Some of you here were part of my So I'm here telling you, leave Yahusha Mashiach. Someone that I respected so much that I told about Yahusha Mashiach, the person took it. So when I now discovered all those things there, I now wanted to now teach the person Luke 24. You know, Bible has got some kind of things that the way you deal with it, you can't go back to the attack it. So you have to start back by Luke 24:35. Basic Bible hermeneutics. Right? How do you explain Bible? This is scripture. So that when you now get to that point, you now say, okay. But in fact, the person will say, oh, does it mean that Yahusha? Hey, hey. Now you get it. You know, I never came out to debunk anything. He started teaching one by one, right? Hello, what is this? And I went to teach it, and I'm taking the person, Mark Luke 24. The person says, so the, I have a testimony. He said, I had a dream. He said, in that dream, I was trying to say Jesus. I was shouting Jesus, what was happening? He was shouting Jesus, what was happening? So I was about to teach the person. I didn't tell the person what I wanted to say. I was about to teach the person. So the person wanted to give me testimony first. He said, when I shout Yahusha HaMashiach, everything! Don't say there's power in that name, Yahusha HaMashiach. I say, hey, where will I start from? I just feel like, where will I start from? This person has not added experience to her knowledge. You get, where will I start from? He said, Yahusha HaMashiach! When you don't say Yahusha, everything just scattered in the dream. All the demons just went. See, but you tell me, shout Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, but see what's happening. See, there's something around it. Yeah, I am looking at, now you say before I say, Lord. We are going to look at this. This man is God. Yeah, thank God for Jesus. You now understand. That's my mom. That's my mom. I never told you the person who was, but it was my mom. So be careful, pastors. Amen. Leaders, be careful. Pastor Chuck will say, be careful of the implication of what you say. A pastor cannot just talk like any person. Especially when you are talking to your flocks. Don't make any unnecessary and unguarded statements. Amen. Because you must always watch for the implication of what you are saying. Amen. That's why you're a pastor or a leader. Don't just say anything. Now let me just, you know all those, now let me just tell you this. Watch me as a pastor. I also have to write what I'm read, what I'm about to say. I came in here a bit late. I had to go back, look at my notes and rewrite some things. Because I must look at the implication of what I'm saying. When I come up here to teach us, many times I have to write the grammar I want to say. Because there is something about implication of words. Amen. Amen. There we go. That is why I don't go ahead to just drop, what do they call this thing? A Jaffa. You know, a kind of punchline. Bah! There's no heaven. No. Amen. You have to listen to us carefully. Glory to God. The other day, a question was asked to some people and about eternal life. I was surprised at the way some people were answering. Just I was surprised. Eternal life. There's nothing like I don't know. I'll get the answer. Then just open your mouth to say something. Somebody that is here that I'm teaching said eternal life is a life you will live in heaven. Ah! Amen. Amen, son! You know, an eye-opener for you. As they were talking, they thought I was laughing. I was sweating. As a pastor, I was sweating. I was scared. Sorry to use that word, but I was. Now, eternal life. He doesn't know anything. Tell like God is going to live in heaven. I live in your head. He doesn't know anything. How is he? Audio. Have you? It's a genetic reconstruction of the realm of the spirit. I mean, you mean you say that to my ear? I say, oh, yeah, you are a good follower. Stay there. Glory to God. Amen. But God will help us. Glory to God. Can you see? That thing is basic. Very basic. Some people see how it is. But I mean, what is the Greek word for life? They say life is Zoe. So the eternal life is Anion Zoe. So what is it? Amen. So you see, the issue is not but death. Can you see that? Thank you. Glory to God. So fasting. I have also opened to the Psalms 35, thank you. Verse 13. Let's see this. It says, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, okay. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom. You see, I humbled my soul with fasting. You see that? So, like I said, so fasting means to abstain. Sometimes from food. You know, it involves food, it involves the things of the flesh. Like I said, we're going to get into some of these details next week. Amen. But fasting means to abstain, to stay away from the things that the body would naturally like. You abstain from it. In consecration. So fasting is a word for consecration. Okay, fasting is a word for consecration. And I believe the Lord is calling us into times of fasting at this point in the year as a church. Hallelujah. We'll get to see that as we get to the end of this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, we said, fasting is to abstain from food. Look at Mark 8 quickly. We'll jump there to Mark 8. Now you see something in Mark 8. Jesus was done. Mark 8 verse 3 quickly. It says, I'll start from verse 2. It says, that was verse 1. In those days the multitude
being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting, you know that? Fasting. So it deals with not eating food. Did you see that? Like, send them away fasting. So fasting will imply to abstain one from food. Did what you follow me? To abstain from the things that the flesh will naturally like. What you follow me? Many times the reason why people don't know what fasting is, right? Is the reason why when they fast. Now remember, like I said, fasting is not peculiar to Christianity. Amen. We're going to see. They had it in their culture. It was a cultural thing, right? But for all us as believers, we are abstaining from this thing in service to God. Did you see that? The same way prayer too is not peculiar to Christianity. Are you following me? Amen. But we are praying to the living God. Are you following me? Are you following me? So fasting means to abstain from these things, to abstain from food, one from food, not just food, but one from food. What are you hearing me? In service to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Psalm 69. Watch this. Okay. Okay, in Psalm 69. Are you there? This is 10. Let's say this together. He said, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was my reproach. Now, when I chastened myself, that was chastening, there is where you have for training. So what fasting does is that it trains us. It's used for training. What is the focus? Chasing my soul. Do you that? Hallelujah. Who are you following me? Chasing my soul. Training. In that Psalm 35, it says, humbled my soul. Did you see that? So, he's abstaining from things in the natural, which includes food. We're going to see some others, right? It also involves the things that the body will naturally like. Amen. Naturally like things in the natural. You abstain from things in the natural. Right? Food, movies, television, right? Abstain. So take your mind away. Even your phone. In service. So he called it training. He called it to humble his soul. You see that? So fasting is training. Abstaining in consecration. What is happening? I'm training my body. Paul will say to put my body under subjection. You see that? Hallelujah. Put your body. So that means you are taking a break of the natural things, and then you are doing you're not taking a break of it, and then you are sleeping. That is not actually a break. You're actually still in the natural things. Amen. So you're also going to take a break of sleeping. Amen. Can I have an hallelujah? Not you wake up, you are fasting, you sleep by, you wake up, pray, by 8, sleep by 8:30, wake up by 11:59, and then you break your fast. They have fasted. Or you pray in the morning, early in the morning, 30 minutes, you sleep, wake up, and you're going to open the fridge to do what? What are you looking for inside the fridge? Yeah? You'll be fasting, you open the fridge 10 times. Yes, Lord, trust the Lord. What are you doing for? What are you looking for? Yeah? What are you looking for? You are looking for what? Yeah. Amen. Amen. I have seen people like that. You start turning gari you start boiling water by 11. Water boil by 11:15. You went to market to buy gari by 11:15. Came back by 11:45. You now boil the water again. As you are boiling the water, I am pouring the guy by 12. Oh, Father, thank you. Master, Father, Father, you have no fasting.
Yeah? You have not fasted. Yeah? So you realize what fasting is about. You are in the office. You are pacing around the shawarma spot. Zabataka safalete. Guy. Stop making me shawarma. Man, go come on! That is not fasting! Yeah? But you don't get it wrong! It's actually discipline. Remember, he said, I chastened my soul. That means it's discipline. It's going to be painful. Amen? Amen? But you're going to discipline your body. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something that this thing is not going to like very soon. Amen? Amen? You burn me fast! You gotta burn the fat. A gem I was on next week, the way it was fine, you're getting fine, I said, you're not paid. Yeah, you're the girl. Yeah, you know, can't you see him? Can't you see him? He doesn't know that he doesn't have fat in his genetics. He can't you see him? He's a man of fasting. Amen. Where you have? You're the girl. Amen. You know, there are too many people. I'm telling you the truth. Some of them have told me that in their church they don't fast. They don't believe in fasting. And they will just pray to God. No. The fasting ended in Christ. How? First of all, Jesus is God that became a man. In Matthew 3, Bible says he was led up by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. 40 days he was fasting. To make you know that he was fasting, on the 40th day, right? The tempter came to him and said, turn this stone to bread. Jesus was hungry. So that means, we're going to deal with some meat in fasting. So they will tell you, once you feel hungry, your fast has broken. It's a lie. See, when you feel hungry, he says, sir, I was fasting, I became hungry. I just said, the time was about to stop. So, it was about to spoil, so I went to quickly eat. Ole. Ole. Where you go, ole. If when you feel hungry, that is the fast itself. Then you're going to abstain from it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If when you your eyes is filling your eyes, you want to show Kanaga first, Kanaga. Let's watch it now. He said, no, I'm fasting. He said, you won't be repeat broadcast again. Fasting. Yeah? So, okay, let me just, you're watching it, and you're now picking from the coffee. Master. No! That is fasting! Hey! What are you doing? Go in the car. Sometimes we try to take out the ones that we know, and then the ones that is a little demon, we don't allow it to go. Ready to go? You are fasting, and WhatsApp messages drop. They say, Oh Lord, Master. Some people are not praying, they are not checking WhatsApp messages. Joseph, okay. Brasa, Saturday. What are you doing? Pick up the wifey. Pick up the data. Ready to go. What are you learning? There are all today. There's every reason for us to fast. This is a lot of distraction. A lot of things that our bodies and minds are not getting acclimatized to. And you know what? What we are going to deal with it is to fast. Take a fast of it. Amen. Stay on it. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Sometimes, for believers, we get ourselves into wrong things, like watching pornographic material. Take it fast. You want to stop it? Don't want to stop it. Take it fast. Take it fast. Sharp. Take it fast. All that fall. In fact, I will tell you one secret. Drain the battery. Drain it and don't charge it. Don't charge it. Because you want to. Have you gone to see somebody doing exercise? I tell you, what are you doing? I'm enjoying it. There is exercise we used to do there. They call it coiling. You know coiling? We'll be five. We'll coil 10 to 1. You know, the first day I got into that, I said, what are you guys doing? Who is smarter than 10 to 1? So, you call. I'm usually the first. Call 10. When I don't, I must not move. 10. Now I'm throw to the next person. He must catch it or he breaks his leg. So, doesn't do 10. Everybody goes 10. He goes back to you 9. You do 9. Everybody go 9. 8. You know, the 10 was fast. So this is remaining. So, usually, if you cannot do, you customer will come and fight for you. Bye-bye, you have lost. I'm like, this now, finish it now. And I got to 3. I couldn't do 3. It's painful! Oh, I'm like, pastor, you can do! Oh, like, you can do! You can do! This is not 3! That is it! Nobody enjoys training! You enjoy it! I told you! The Christian faith is not what you enjoy, it's what you endure! Many times we are not told, we are not taught that the Christian faith is what you endure! So we come in thinking it's what we just keep enjoying! No! Not enjoy it! See, there's some things that are... See! Oh, thank you Lord Jesus! You're going to enjoy it! It's going to be painful! Right? It's going to be painful! But you got to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. What are you hearing me? Amen. You enjoy it. The body wants to just have it. You just say no. No. Hallelujah. No, God. No. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Psalms 109. That's 109. They will get to Jesus. Psalms 109, are you there? Okay. Okay, verse 24. If my knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Amen. Amen. It's a bit of saying my flesh is talking about burning the fast. Amen. My flesh faileth of fatness. Glory to God. So you are abstaining from what the body likes. The things naturally that you just like, you abstain from them. And the not just abstaining from them doing nothing, you are abstaining from them replacing those activities within that period with spiritual activities. That means I'm going to be praying. Will I be praying so much that I will get weak? Yes. Amen. You can see what is happening to the natural body. Right? Right? My knees are weak. I humble, I train my soul. I humble my soul. Do you see that? Amen. So that means the natural body, right, will give way. Because you are not feeding it with what it wants. What am I saying? Because I'm feeding it what it wants. I'm going to say something to us off record. You can fasting. What fasting does is that it humbles your body. The things that your body will naturally want, you will not go for it. You won't go for it naturally. Some people, their problem in this life is yogurt. Yes, you can fast and then you know some people will fast and then they are drinking yogurt. I see someone who is fasting and was drinking. What's the name of this drink again? Fearless. When you're addicted to Fearless, you're fasting and drinking Fearless. What? You say you want strength. Only got strength or what? And you're fasting and drinking Fearless. Not only Fearless, it's fearful. When you're fasting, let's know it's fast. So someone asked the question, should we take water or should we not take water? Is it dry fast or is it water fast? It's left to you. Glory to God. Most times when they say take water, it's because of your mouth, medically, just to make sure your mouth is well lubricated. But not that you now be drinking water, you will now turn the water to food. Just take a little. Amen. Amen. I'll close with this. Acts 14. Then we'll pick it up next week. Amen. I hope we'll get, I trust that we'll get into more details on fasting next week. Amen. Acts 14.
Okay, no, before Acts 14, there's Acts 13. Acts 13, 1. It said, now, they were in a church that were at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger. Somebody's correct, it's not Niger, it's Niger. It's called Niger. And Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. You see that? So we that you are saying, we don't fast anymore. That is paid on the cross. What did they do? They ministered to the Lord and fasted. You see that? Amen. So they were off natural things, right? Right? Does that include food? Mineral? Water? Maybe? Right? Watching television? Yes. Abstain. Sometimes it means you have to go into your closet. Like I said, we're going to answer some other needs. Doesn't mean I shouldn't go to work. We'll deal with all that. Amen. But most times it means you have to go get into your closet. Amen. You're fasting. Some people are fasting. All the whole world is knowing. I'm fasting, no? Some people, they don't want to let people know that they are fasting. No, they don't want to say it in normal life. Some people that are sick. They are very, I'm strong. I'm on the mountain. This doesn't mean I'm on the mountain. Big bull. Nonsense. Amen. So we're going to deal with some myths about fasting. I guess we should do that next week. And then we'll be done with fasting maybe next week or upper week. Amen. It's a series I thought would take 5 weeks, but I think it's going to take longer than that. Because we want to deal with the total Christian, being a Christian every day. Amen. We're going to deal with every Christian walk in this series. I just thought about it some days back. Just deal with everything once. Hallelujah. Let's stretch it a bit. Amen. Not stretching what I'm teaching, but stretch the coverage of the teaching. Right? Hallelujah. Let's stretch the coverage of the teaching a bit. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, verse 3, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul. Look at verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed. So many times, if I not many times, prayer goes with fasting. When you are staying away natural, of natural things, because they found doing spiritual things, which includes fasting, hearing the word, evangelism. Did you see that? Amen. Hearing the word, evangelism, disciple. Amen. Study. So, when you are staying and taking a break of these things, you are not taking a break of it for one sleep. You are taking a break of it so that you can be concentrated with what? With spiritual activities. So you are replacing those natural activities with spiritual activities. Amen. I trust that we'll have quality times of fasting. Hallelujah. Quality time. Amen. Amen. Chapter 14. And then we'll round up. Chapter 14, verse 20. I'll start from verse 21. Hallelujah. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders, watch it, elders in every church, and prayed with fasting. Did you see that? Amen. With fasting. They commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Amen. Amen. So, they prayed and fasted. Did you see that? Amen. Glory to God. Prayed and fasted. That means the activities you take on, a major activity you must take on when you are fasting is prayer. Then study of the word. But prayer is a major activity. Word of God. Take on prayer. Not sleeping. Some people are fasting. They are lying with their stomach on the bed. Let the stomach pain. You won't have water. Don't worry. Amen. Sometimes we get too concerned about our body structure. I say, I don't want to have us out. We get too concerned. Bro, there's something more with you. Hallelujah. There's something more with you. Which is what? Concentration on spiritual activities.
Yes, for the sake of your body and your body, we can look at it again, but you shouldn't take it away. You can say, okay, let's reduce it a bit, right? Right? Rather than taking 30 days stretch, you can take 15 days, take 2 days off, go another 15 days, right? Right? You can say, okay, let's reduce it a bit, but to say you're not fasting at all because of one rule, no, it's wrong. Amen. 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 Fasting is part of the Christian life. It's part of the Christian life. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I trust the Lord. I will take on this activity much more as a church. Hope you're following me. Much more as a church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Much more as a church. Especially in the month of August. I'm going to declare the last week of August we're going to be fasting and praying as a church. Amen. The whole last week we're going to be fasting as a church. We're going to be fasting and praying every day. We're fasting and praying. I will do that for the rest of the year. Every last week, for the rest of the year. So there's just that call. And then, in between the months, we can just call on this, so the 1 or 2 days to fast and pray. Just fast and pray. Fast and pray. Hallelujah. I believe we need it at this time in our lives. Much more. I don't know why, but we need it. I need it. You need it. We all do. Hallelujah. We all need it. So in this world of distractions, this world of noises. Amen. God is calling us to that lifestyle of consecration. Hallelujah. And you know what? We are believers every day. So I'm a Christian every day. And I walk in the light of God's word. Amen. Learn something? Okay. Let's be on our feet. Let's thank the Lord.